Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The indictment has been unsealed. And in the United States of America has done something that usually only third world countries do, where we attack and imprison and send into exile and in many parts of the world kill former political leaders and their family members. Now America's on that list. The Manhattan witch hunt trial has officially begun. 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The problem is it's not even actually 34 felony counts. And Alvin Bragg can't even explain what one of the crimes was that he charged Donald Trump with. Donald Trump has pled not guilty. What did it cost to do this? Well, let's just put it into perspective so you understand what it cost the liberals in New York who are all woke. Alvin Bragg shut down the entire city of New York today, called up 38,000 New York Police Department police officers, closed down the FDR Drive, and is spending an estimated $200 million of city funds, all over $130,000 NDA. That's how Eric Trump put it. I never thought I would see this level of corruption in the United States of America, but here we are, Eric Trump went on to say. And this is not a prosecution. This is clearly a persecution, an attack of a political adversary. Donald Trump, leaving Trump Tower, put his wrist up, his fist up in the air to supporters there. Thank goodness he actually did that to show, again, that we are united. I think Donald Trump today, and it's very clear, and the American people are going to see the official picture coming from that courtroom, showing Donald Trump sitting there respecting the judicial system, even as they're trying to destroy a former president of the United States of America. Now, let's be clear about who's happy about today. The psychotic Democrats on the left and every adversary to the United States of America is thrilled to see this. Now, this 34-count indictment is a joke because it's not actually 34 counts. It's one payment that they say every check they were going to charge him with 4 counts per check he wrote, paying back his then attorney, Michael Cohen, who's a star witness of the district attorney, Alvin Bragg. Let me walk you through the timeline before we get into the absurdity of the 34 counts of, quote, falsifying business records in the first degree. Trump was officially arrested around 1:35 p.m. Eastern time and appeared before the judge, who charged him with 34 counts of falsifying business records at 2:45. Trump pleaded not guilty to the indictment. Per the judge's orders, the media was not allowed to live stream the court proceedings. Shocker there, right? We want to silence Donald Trump, and we certainly don't want to let the American people see what this looks like. Photographers were allowed to enter the courtroom to take photos before the proceedings began. The photographers captured images for a few minutes before they were seen leaving the courtroom. CBS News described the courtroom as stuffy, warm, and feeling like an old middle school, not like an ornate federal courtroom. The former president entered police custody around 1:30 p.m. in the Manhattan courthouse, where he surrendered to authorities before the arraignment. But before ducking into a vehicle on his way to the courthouse, he turned, waved, and gave his supporters a fist bump. Upon arriving at the courthouse, Trump posted on Truth Social, "Seems so surreal. Wow. They're going to arrest me. Can't believe this is happening in America. Hashtag MAGA." Donald Trump's attorneys came out, made it very clear after seeing this indictment, this is what they said.
Guys, here's what we're going to talk about today. Here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the insufficiency of this case. And I will say this to you. Today's unsealing of this indictment shows that the rule of law died in this country. Because while everyone is not above the law, no one's below it either. And if this man's name was not Donald J. Trump, there is no scenario we'd all be here today. Please understand that based on these charges.
We would not be here today based on these charges. He's right, by the way. Donald Trump's attorney is absolutely right. The absurdity of this indictment after I read it, and I had to call several attorneys that I trusted because I didn't believe what I was reading is, I said, so let me get this straight. There's really one count, which the statute of limitations have already passed on that, and two different, the former DA wouldn't charge him with these crimes, and the federal government looked at this and didn't charge him. They said there was no crime there. But what they've done is they basically turned 34-count indictment from one thing he did, which was paying Stormy Daniels money. But they decided to count each check as a new indictment times four. So you can quickly get to 34 if every time he was writing a partial check for the hush money payments, as they're accusing him of doing, they have now charged him for the same crime, in essence, 34 times. 34 times. Now, there was also another big lie. And before, I don't want to let this go because it's important that you hear this at the beginning of the show. The media also spread a very big conspiracy theory. Did you notice this over the last few days? The media said that Donald Trump was going to be charged with conspiracy. Donald Trump was not charged with conspiracy. They pushed this narrative for days. All the news networks were pushing this on the left. ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, all of them. We got a montage for you. I want you to hear of the media deliberately lying to you, just like they did about Russia collusion, just like they did about the phone call with Zelensky, just like they did after for impeachment number one and impeachment number two. Okay, this is just like they lied to you about the Hunter Biden laptop and the Hunter Biden story. The media was spreading a lie about Donald Trump being charged with conspiracy. Listen carefully.
Donald Trump pleaded not guilty in a Manhattan courtroom, again, to 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy.
Conspiracy is a very effective tool used by prosecutors to charge someone, charge groups of people, and hold them accountable for all acts in furtherance of the conspiracy. But the big question now arises, who is the conspiracy?
It's 34 counts of falsifying records and conspiracy is 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy.
More information.
We need to see what was the purpose of the conspiracy, who was in the conspiracy, what were the so-called overt acts. You actually have to take a step in furtherance of that conspiracy. Yeah. You don't actually have to complete the conspiracy. You don't actually have to go through with it. You can just intend to go through with it.
Now, the conspiracy count is important because it doesn't just give the district attorney a legal platform to make Alec, to bring in the catch and kill narrative. But it actually will likely be what's called a speaking indictment.
We have new information for the first time out of court that the DA is charging this as a false business records and conspiracy case.
You have a conspiracy count that lets you give a narrative that describes the evidence that the grand jury heard and voted on, which is very different than a dry 30 counts of falsifying business records, which is the same paragraph repeated 30 times.
There are 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy. So add the conspiracy element to this. Conspiracy element here would indicate that he conspired with others, right? That there are other people involved in this effort.
There's one problem. There is no conspiracy. The media is spreading fake news that Trump's being charged with conspiracy, when in fact he's not being charged with conspiracy. They're lying to you. There is them lying to you in real time. Because when you have a case this week, you got to make it seem bigger than it actually is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Donald Trump's attorneys, by the way, furious over this indictment, as they should be. They say that Donald Trump is upset. He's frustrated, disappointed, and mad all at the same time. Here's a little bit of what they had to say outside the courthouse.
You don't expect this to happen to somebody who was the president of the United States. And on the one hand, there's not really any surprises. I know there was a lot of talk over the past several weeks and the past several days about what's going to be in this indictment and what's going to be there that we don't know. There must be something besides what we've been talking about for the past 4 or 5 years. There wasn't. There's nothing. The indictment itself is boilerplate. It doesn't allege any federal crime, any state crime that's been violated. It doesn't allege what the false statement is. And it's really disappointing. It's sad. And we're going to fight it. We're going to fight it hard.
Can you tell us what were you surprised by anything in the indictment?
No.
How about you, Joe? Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was surprised there were no facts in there. I mean, normally in an indictment, you have alleged facts. So they said that this was a false business record entry to aid and abet another crime. We're not saying what the other crime was.
Can you talk about his demeanor? How is he doing?
Trump's reaction was when he saw the charges against him.
When you say what his reaction was, what do you expect his reaction was? I mean, his reaction was exactly what would happen if it happened to anybody that I'm looking at now or anybody that's hearing what you're saying. He's frustrated. He's upset. But I'll tell you what, he's motivated, and it's not going to stop him, and it's not going to slow him down. And it's exactly what he expected. And so to that extent, there's no surprise. But he's also upset and frustrated and disappointed and mad that this happened.
I think it's fair to say that's probably an understatement. The way that the president handled himself when all this was going on was truly incredible. I also want you to hear what the district attorney Alvin Bragg had to say in his press conference. And if you watch this press conference, it was embarrassing because he was trying to convince you that there were 34 felonies. It's really one thing that's not even a felony that he's trying to turn into a felony. That it also, his predecessor said there was no crime here and didn't charge Donald Trump with it. And the federal government looked at it and said there was no crime there. They decided, federal prosecutors decided not to charge him with these crimes. Not only did he do it, but he actually did it in the dumbest way ever, with a 34 count indictment for virtually the same thing, claiming that there was a crime, which was the payment, but then all the little payments that added up to the big payment were crimes as well, times four, and that's how we got to 34 counts to make it sound like it was really, really bad. Listen carefully to the DA, Alvin Bragg, weaponizing his office to go after Donald Trump.
This afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. Under New York state law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about. 34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York state, no matter who you are. We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct. The defendant repeatedly made false statements on New York business records. He also caused others to make false statements. The defendant claimed that he was paying Michael Cohen for legal services performed in 2017. This simply was not true. And it was a false statement that the defendant made month after month in 2017. April, May, June, and so on through the rest of the year. For 9 straight months, the defendant held documents in his hand containing this key lie, that he was paying Michael Cohen for legal services performed in 2017. And he personally signed checks for payments to Michael Cohen for each of these 9 months.
All right, so there you go. For the 9 months he was paying Michael Cohen, he's saying each one of those checks is an indictment times 4. That's what he was saying. So that's how you're getting to 34 indictments so quickly, because you're counting one crime as 34 crimes. That's how weak this is. And continue to listen to the absurdity of this.
Total, the grand jury found there were 34 documents with this critical false statement. Why did Donald Trump repeatedly make these false statements? The evidence will show that he did so to cover up crimes relating to the 2016 election.
By the way, that's a lie. You can't claim that he's covering up crimes connected to the 2016 election when the money was paid not from campaign funds, number one, and two, the money was paid for a non-disclosure agreement, which happens in this country millions of times a year. That has nothing to do with the campaign. He was paying money. It's not illegal. Okay, we've talked about this over and over again. It's not illegal to have someone sign an NDA. It is not illegal to pay someone to keep quiet about a inappropriate relationship. It's not illegal to pay money to someone like Stormy Daniels. You may not like it. There's an ethical issue you can talk about and debate for days on end, but it is not illegal to do the things that I just mentioned. So why is he charging him this crime? Because this guy is a political hack. He's a George Soros. How high do you want me to jump, Mr. Soros? Please give me some money, Mr. Soros. Please get me elected, Mr. Soros. I want to run for governor, Mr. Soros. I need to become famous, Mr. Soros. How do I become famous? Okay, I'll indict Donald Trump. What do I run on? I ran on indicting Donald Trump. Alvin Bragg ran for president, ran for DA on the idea that he was going to indict Donald Trump, and the liberals, they loved it. Oh my gosh, did they love it. It was like the greatest day of their lives. They absolutely loved it. Thought it was incredible. And so he comes out there, and he's like, let me tell you. And everybody watching, it's a legal of mine, is like, are you kidding me? Alvin Bragg also said something that was really stupid. He said that Trump made payments to hide damaging information from the public. That is not illegal. It's not illegal to hide payments, or it's not illegal to pay someone, I should say, excuse me, to hide damaging information from the public. That is not against the law in New York. That's a lie. And he knows it, but he continues on his witch hunt.
Donald Trump executives at the publishing company American Media Incorporated, Mr. Cohen, and others agreed in 2015 to a catch and kill scheme. That is a scheme to buy and suppress negative information to help Mr. Trump's chance of winning the election. As part of this scheme, Donald Trump and others made three payments to people who claimed to have negative information about Mr. Trump. To make these payments, they set up shell companies, and they made yet more false statements, including, for example, in AMI, American Media Incorporated's business records. One of the three people that they paid to keep quiet was a woman named Stormy Daniels. Less than 2 weeks before the presidential election, Michael Cohen wired $130,000 to Stormy Daniels' lawyer. That payment was to hide damaging information from the voting public.
That is not against any law. If people sign NDAs all the time, that was not against the law. He is creating a crime literally out of thin air.
The participant scheme was illegal. The scheme violated New York election law, which makes it a crime to conspire to promote a candidacy by unlawful means. The $130,000 wire payment exceeded the federal campaign contribution cap.
By the way, the FCC, the Federal Elections Committee, did not say that Donald Trump violated the law that he's making and creating out of thin air. The federal government, when they looked at the case, agreed. The past DA who had this job before, this activist put in by George Soros, said the same thing. He's making stuff up as he goes. He's making up laws out of thin air. This will be thrown out. He wants, by the way, we're being told, for this case to actually play out during the Republican primary, and wants it to happen next year in the middle of the primary so he can keep his name out there.
And AMI's books violated New York law. That is why Mr. Trump made false statements about his payments to Mr. Cohen. He cannot simply say that the payments were a reimbursement for Mr. Cohen's payments to Stormy Daniels. To do so, to make that true statement, would have been to admit a crime. So instead, Mr. Trump said that he was paying Mr. Cohen for fictitious legal services in 2017 to cover up actual crime committed the prior year. And in order to get Michael Cohen his money back, they planned one last false statement. In order to complete the scheme, they planned to mischaracterize the repayments to Mr. Cohen as income to the New York State tax authorities. The conduct I just described and that which was charged by the grand jury is felony criminal conduct in New York State. True and accurate business records are important everywhere. To be sure, they are all the more important in Manhattan.
Here's the problem. You have a statute of limitations issue. Not only is Alvin Bragg creating laws out of thin air that don't actually apply, and that many would argue didn't even have jurisdiction over, but he's also creating a narrative here that just didn't happen. And even if it did happen, what he's now saying is well outside the statute of limitations. So he's got problems here all over the place when it comes to this one, like all over. Here's the other part that's interesting that I do think people need to understand as well. There's one other side of this. Not only did Alvin Bragg waste people's money, put 38,000 officers on the streets, spent $200 million of New York funds for an alleged $130,000 NDA. On top of that, the Ninth Circuit Court had awarded Donald Trump today another $122,000 over and above the $500,000 already that has already been awarded from Stormy Daniels. Okay, I understand this. Donald Trump today got another victory in court. So Stormy Daniels now owes Donald Trump $622,000. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court awarded him another $122,000 over the $500,000 already awarded to Donald Trump from Stormy Daniels. But we're supposed to believe that this case is legitimate and it deals with Stormy Daniels after she owes the president $622,000. Donald Trump also said, just lifted off for Palm Beach, Florida on True Social a moment ago. We'll be delivering remarks tonight at Mar-a-Lago at 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 Central. The hearing was shocking to many in that they had no surprises and therefore no case. Virtually every legal pundit has said that there is no case here. There was nothing done illegally. He's right, by the way. He's absolutely right. But now that Trump's been arrested, legal proceedings have been set, we have a precedent for this. You now have a former president, apparently, that can now be raided by the FBI and indicted by city prosecutors. As one person put it today, I have a feeling Democrats are going to regret opening up this Pandora's box. Now, the problem is do you want the GOP DAs now start charging people on crimes just like this activist DA? I don't, because I don't want to weaponize the judicial system this way. It terrifies me. I do not want this to be the case. But this is where the Democrats have now taken us. And the Democratic Party is dead. Okay, the Democratic Party is dead. They are now communists. The media spreading fake news, Trump being charged with conspiracy. That's not the case here. Alvin Bragg claiming his case shows everyone's equal under the law. If that is the case, then answer me why Hillary Clinton, who did the exact same damn thing in the exact same place in New York City as a resident of New York City, how did she not get charged with the same crime when she was categorizing the, quote, business records as legal expenses for paying for the Steele dossier to be made for the entire Russian collusion thing that she created out of thin air?
Allegations, like so many of our white collar cases, allegations that someone lied again and again to protect their interests and evade the laws to which we are all held accountable. As this office has done time and time again, we today uphold our solemn responsibility to ensure that everyone stands equal before the law. No amount of money and no amount of power changes that enduring American principle. I'll now take questions.
Right. So we're going to take a limited number of questions. There are no follow-up questions. One question to the reporter. I will call on you. And again, we have limited time. Thank you. First question.
Let me just stop with that. I want you to just really think. He says today we uphold our solemn responsibility to ensure that everyone stands equal before the law. Okay, by that standard, he would have to charge Hillary Clinton with the same crime he just charged Donald Trump with. Hillary Clinton did the same thing with business records that he's accusing Donald Trump of doing, classifying things as legal expenses that he claims are not. Hillary Clinton classified the Steele dossier payments as legal fees. In fact, we know that she did this to the point where the Federal Elections Commission fined her serious money and found her guilty of doing this, hence the fine. That happened, folks. That actually happened. So Hillary Clinton did this. Then again, how? I don't know. I don't know what else to say here. What else can be said here? You're not going to charge her because he just said it, right? He just said it. Oh, this is the law, and this is what the law says, right? This is the law, and this is how it is, and no one's above the law. Okay, then are you going to charge her? Because if Donald Trump's going to be held to the standard, you have to hold her to that standard. If you're claiming that no amount of money or power, all the things he just listed, then where's Hillary Clinton on this one? This is a kangaroo court. These 34 counts are a joke. And on the same day that he's doing this, Stormy Daniels is having to pay Trump another $122,000, already owes him $500,000. And this is what all of this is on. Hell, you want to know how bad this is? Even Mitt Romney today defended Donald Trump after the indictment, saying Alvin Bragg is setting a dangerous precedent. Even Mitt Romney said in a written statement today that the Manhattan prosecutor Alvin Bragg is setting, quote, a dangerous precedent by criminalizing a political opponent. Romney, who is not a fan of Trump, hates his guts, said in reaction to the indictment. I believe President Donald Trump's character and conduct make him unfit for office. Even so, I believe the New York prosecutor has stretched to reach felony criminal charges in order to fit a political agenda. No one is above the law, not even former presidents, but everyone is entitled to equal treatment under the law. The prosecutor's overreach set a dangerous precedent for criminalizing political opponents and damages the public's faith in our justice system. The charges and evidence will be duly considered and the outcome decided by a jury, with an obligation to fulfill its responsibility with the utmost care and impartiality. The American voters will ultimately render their own judgment on the former president's political future. Finally, it is also incumbent on all elected leaders to discourage violence and anger in response to this situation. Romney and Trump have, as you know, not been friends for quite some time. I go back to what I said at the very beginning here. We have just crossed a line, and I don't know how we'll ever come back from it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Donald Trump formally charged in New York City pleads not guilty to 34 counts of made-up, literally trumped-up charges against him that aren't even felonies, counting the same crime over and over again. Now, you may be confused by that, so I'm going to give you the best analogy that I can explain to you about how ridiculous the 34-count indictment is before I let you hear from Donald Trump directly from what he had to say at his press conference last night. I want you to imagine that you are jaywalking and a police officer stops you jaywalking and he says, I'm going to charge you with jaywalking, and I'm deciding out of thin air now that it is a felony to jaywalk, not a misdemeanor. You'd be a little bit shocked and stunned. Like, what do you mean? Well, you were having the intent, the officer says, of committing another heinous crime that was a felony. You would obviously ask the question, well, what is the other crime that I was about to commit? Well, we're not going to tell you yet. That is analogy number one of exactly what happened in court to Donald Trump. This indictment, which I've read, and I've talked to a lot of lawyers that I trust, a lot of lawyers that understand this stuff. And after I read it, I called each one of them that I knew and I was like, all right, have you read it? And they're like, yeah, I've read it. And I'm like, okay. Am I wrong or am I right to understand it the way that I just described it? And they're like, that's spot on. I said, so Donald Trump has been arraigned. The indictment has been unsealed. It's been leaked before that, which also is a felony. I wonder if Alvin Bragg is going to charge himself with crimes for leaking that. I'm sure he won't. But this is not a felony. Correct. Okay, so it's not a felony. They're making up charges out of thin air. Yes, and one of the charges that they're charging Donald Trump with, they won't even tell you what the other crime was. Is that right? That's exactly right. All right. Well, then fast forward to Alvin Bragg's press conference. Alvin Bragg is asked about this. And Alvin Bragg's like, well, we know there was a crime that was going to be committed and moved on. Wouldn't name what the crime is he's being accused of. Now, you have to be able to have a defense and you got to know what you're being charged with. And this 34-count indictment doesn't tell you what the big crime is. So Donald Trump doesn't even know, and his legal team doesn't even know how to defend a crime that they're accusing him of because the crime is actually not listed. Now, let's move on to analogy number two. How did we get to a 34-count indictment? All right, we're going to go exactly back to the same scenario. Imagine you are jaywalking and a police officer runs up on you and says, aha, you're jaywalking, I'm going to nail you. And you're like, okay. And they say, well, we're going to charge you with a felony count of jaywalking because you had the intent to jaywalk to then commit another crime. And you're like, well, that's insane. And then they say this to you. Well, you've actually jaywalked 34 times. And you're like, what are you talking about? Well, we counted the number of steps it must have taken you to get to where you were when you stopped jaywalking halfway through that intersection, and you took 34 steps. So therefore, we're going to charge you with 34 counts of jaywalking. And you're like, well, hold on a second. If you're going to accuse me of jaywalking, then I have to, that's one count, buddy. You can't say that I just jaywalked 34 times when I'm jaywalking one time. And they're like, no, that's exactly what we're going to charge you with. 34 counts of jaywalking because you took 34 steps walking across the street before we busted you. You would look at that law enforcement agent, you'd look at that prosecutor, and you'd say, you're totally insane. You would say, this is absolutely absurd. And think about how mad you would be, because that's how ridiculous would it be that every single time that you took a step, they then say that, oh yeah, no, that's what you did. You jaywalked again. You took another step. You jaywalked again. You took another step. You jaywalked again. The 34 count indictment against Donald Trump is the exact same scenario as that. They're alleging that Donald Trump committed a crime in paying money to Stormy Daniels, but each time there was a check written, when it came to paying Stormy Daniels that money back to Michael Cohen, who was at the time the lawyer for Donald Trump, that he committed a new crime. So he committed one crime, but they're saying he did it 34 times. And they're saying that each time there was a check, or they wrote in the ledger that there was paperwork done internally, that is a count of falsifying business records in the first degree, which, by the way, is also not a felony in New York. That's the part that's insane. So if you're President Trump, I want you to imagine sitting there in court yesterday, and I want you to imagine the absurdity that you're waiting on this to come down, right? You're actually waiting. And you're like, all right, what the hell are you going to charge me with? I want to know. Like, yeah, I mean, you're forcing the former president of the United States of America to come into New York City. You're forcing me, the entire city to shut down. You're wasting taxpayer dollars at a level that we've never seen before. And I'll give you an example. Eric Trump tweeted this out. He said, Alvin Bragg literally shut down the entire city of New York. Alvin Bragg called up 38,000 New York Police Department officers. Everybody get there, get to work. He then closed down the FDR Drive. And now we've been told is spending an estimated $200 million of city funds to go after Donald Trump. All for $130,000 NDA payment. But every time you put it in the ledger, it was a new felony. This is insane. Eric Trump said, I never thought I would see this level of corruption in the United States of America. But here we are. And to be clear, this is not a prosecution for crimes. This is a persecution. If Donald Trump had just gone away after he lost the last election, they wouldn't have done this to him. Ever. There's a reason why the last district attorney did not charge him with these crimes. There's a reason why the federal government and the FEC looking into this did not charge Donald Trump for any crimes, because not only did he not commit a crime once, he sure as hell didn't commit it 34 times within the same crime. There's reaching, and then there's total insanity. Somebody else said to me, they said, this would be like the equivalent of saying, okay, you cheated 93 times because you were with somebody for 93 minutes. You're like, wait, what? I was with them one time. Nope, 93 times because it was 93 minutes. There's a million different analogies that can be used here to talk about the absurdity and the insanity of all this. And I think you understand the point now. Now, there's also something else here. There are some in the media that are reacting to this differently than others. CNN had their senior justice correspondent, Evan Perez, said this about this indictment. This is CNN, folks, talking to Anderson Cooper. And they hate Donald Trump. They've wanted Donald Trump to be arrested. They want Donald Trump to live in prison and die in prison. This is CNN, okay? CNN's Evan Perez said the DOJ, quote, underwhelmed by Bragg's indictment based on many of the things they didn't prosecute. I don't know how it's a felony. That is CNN saying that. That's CNN. But this was all a political charade from the very beginning. Eric Trump last night went on Hannity's show, and Eric Trump had this to say about the charade, and it is a charade.
We hopped in the motorcade. Every single intersection was closed. The FDR was closed. There was an army around Trump Tower. There's an army around the courthouse. There was barricades all over New York. Literally, Alvin Bragg caused 38,000 NYPD officers to be distracted from their jobs. Over $200 million are estimating that trip was. For what? For a $130,000 payment? It's insane. How many people in New York died because the entire NYPD wasn't doing their job because they were dealing with Alvin Bragg's political charade?
You want to know how political the charade is? Making up these charges out of thin air. Taking the one payment and somehow turning into 34 different felonies. One payment for the same thing over and over again. Like, oh yeah, each time you stroke the pen, that's a felony. On the same check. That's how absurd this is. Jaywalking, and you took 36 steps or 34 steps, and so we're going to charge you with 34 counts of jaywalking. That's how absurd this charge is. What's even more insane than that? Democrats are cheering on the fact that former President Donald Trump could, and this is a fact, could face, we're now being told, up to 136 years in prison if he is convicted on these 34 counts of falsification of business records. If the judge decides this, it could be up to 136 years if convicted. Under New York state law, the crime with which Trump is charged is a Class C felony, which carries a maximum sentence of 4 years per count. Do the math. A person is guilty of falsifying business records in the first degree when he commits the crime of falsifying business records in the second degree, and when his intent to defraud includes an intent to commit another crime, but we don't know what the other crime is. Remember, he's been accused of trying to commit another crime, but they won't tell us what the other crime was. To aid or conceal the commission thereof. That's what it says in New York. So, all right, we've charged Donald Trump. They want to put him in jail for 136 years. I think we all know that means a life sentence. And this is the Democratic Party now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This indictment came down from D.A. Bragg and his press conference where he couldn't even answer basic questions about what happened and wouldn't explain what the crime was that Donald Trump had the intent to break that's in the indictment but not named, which is totally absurd. And Andy McCarthy said this about what this judge should do if this judge was a real judge, not an activist.
Neil, if the judge does his job right here, the case should be dismissed, and it actually should be dismissed quickly. I agree with what my friends have said, but I think this is actually worse than what we anticipated, because what we anticipated was that they were trying to bootstrap a misdemeanor, which, by the way, they'd have a good deal of difficulty proving if it was just the misdemeanor. But they need to show that he concealed another crime in supposedly falsifying the business records. And what we've thought up until now is that they were he was going to use that as an avenue to enforce federal campaign finance law. Now, maybe that's what he's planning to do, but he's got to tell us what he's planning to do. And more importantly, he's got to tell Donald Trump. So I think this indictment, even before you get to the statute of limitations and whether he's got jurisdiction to enforce federal law, I would dismiss it on its face because it fails to state a crime. Here, it fails to state a crime 34 times.
Fails to state a crime 34 times. Now, Donald Trump held a rally last night at Mar-a-Lago after pleading not guilty. I want you to hear some of the highlights of what he had to say.
And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. Or our elections were like those of a third world country. And now this massive election interference at a scale never seen before in our country, beginning with the radical left, George Soros-backed prosecutor Alvin Bragg of New York. He wanted to get President Trump at any cost, and this before he knew anything about me, didn't know a thing about me. He was campaigning. This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election, and it should be dropped immediately. Immediately. The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury information, for which he should be prosecuted. And this is where we are right now. I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family. Incredibly, we are now a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. With all of this being said, and with a very dark cloud over our beloved country, I have no doubt, nevertheless, that we will make America great again. Thank you very much.
The speech came.
You hear Trump there, and you hear what he had to say, and it's interesting how calm he is. I think he's still in shock that they're actually doing this in the United States of America. Like, what we also know, there are reports out that Alvin Bragg wants this Trump indictment slash trial to happen in January of next year, right in the middle of the Republican primary. In other words, throw Trump in a courtroom, we'll attack and slander him and make people hate him so they won't vote for him, right when they're about to vote for him. The Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg reportedly asked the judge to hold the trial of former President Donald Trump in January of 2024, which happens to be dead smack in the middle of a presidential primary season. Fox News reporter Jake Gibson, who was in the courtroom, said the prosecutors had asked for the January 24 trial date. You want to know when the Iowa caucuses is, the first contest, the Republican primary? February the 5th. That means that prosecutors want a trial that would undoubtedly affect the race for the Republican nomination, both by distracting the current frontrunner and by tarnishing him, this is a smear campaign, relative to the other candidates in the race at the exact same time when people start to go vote in Iowa. And then after Iowa, you have New Hampshire, and then after that, you have South Carolina. The list goes on and on. The requested date would also deprive Republican voters the opportunity to choose another candidate in the event that Trump was, in fact, found guilty. That's part of what they want to do here. It would force them to vote while the outcome of the trial is still in question, which would make people nervous. Remember, in 2020, Trump was forced to campaign for re-election during his impeachment trial, which was brought on by the Democrats, which no doubt had an impact on the election. This is called election interference. Remember how the Democrats were obsessed with that? Remember when they were obsessed with the idea of Russia interfering in our elections, which never happened because they created the Steele dossier out of thin air? They were the ones that paid for it. They're the ones that got it with Fusion GPS. They're the ones that did all of that, remember? And it was successful, by the way. You undermined the President of the United States of America the entire time he was in office. Alvin Bragg, ran on, I'm going to get him. Those are his words. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get Trump. He ran for office for the district attorney of New York and raised money off of saying, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get Trump. They started this witch hunt in 2016. They started in 2016, and now look at where we are. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people, and we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.